Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Thursday. It is June the 13th. We're going to do a two-parter today and tomorrow. And really, this week, we've been talking about similar things. Jesus has been giving us instructions on how to live our life. Today and tomorrow, we're going to call it Raising the Bar, Part 1 and Part 2. You know, one of the great things about our Lord is He took the teachings of the Old Testament, and these are the teachings that the Israelites were following, and they were living a certain way. And what Jesus did, and he really does the same thing with us as we look at these readings, he raises the bar, and he said, here's what you believe, here's what you were taught, here's what the law of Moses said, but this is what it really means. And he literally raised the bar, if you want to call it that, and made it more challenging. Because people were, and people tend to do this, we all do, people were looking for loopholes, they were looking for the easy way out, they were oftentimes disregarding the Mosaic law, the teaching of Moses, because they were able to justify bad behavior and still at the same time claim to be a Jew in good standing. You know, and this is where Jesus changed things and he raised the bar. Let me just read this. We'll talk more about it. And I think it's something we all need to hear. And in reality, the commandment, thou shalt not kill, it means a lot more than just not murdering anyone. And, you know, sometimes if that's our standard, then we are really not following Jesus as much as we should. Yes, you're not killing anybody physically, but you might be murdering them with your words. Words can kill, can hurt people too. So this is what we're going to be exploring more today and tomorrow. The gospel from today's Daily Mass comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Challenging, right? I'm not killing anybody. Oh yeah, I'm treating people in a way that I shouldn't be treating them, but I'm not killing anybody. I'm not disobeying the commandments. You see what's happening? These guys are looking for loopholes. The scribes, the Pharisees, these are the people that should know better. These are the religious leaders at the time. They weren't living in a way that pleased God. And that's what Jesus had to tell them. Absolutely an unpopular message at the time. And in a lot of ways, it still is today. Sometimes we'll hear a teaching of the church and we'll say, yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that particular teaching. I'm a good Christian, but I don't have to listen to that. You know, we all do that. We might not do that explicitly, but a lot of times we think like, yeah, well, he's a jerk and he deserved me to say what I said to him. Got to be careful about that. And this hits me pretty hard as I read this in terms of patience. I'm not the best, most patient person in the world. And I've said many things over the course of my life that really hurt people. There's a lesson here for all of us. Jesus raises the bar. We can handle it with the help of his grace. Okay? We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have a good night.